In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Juul, the e-cigarette company, says it's pulling several of its flavored tobaccos from retail stores, making them only available online for now. It's also scaling back its social media advertising. The idea, the company says, is to limit the appeal of e-cigarettes to kids, but why is it doing it now? And what does this mean for the company and its bottom line? Marketplace's Jed Kim has more on that.
The announcement comes as the FDA prepares to issue guidelines many think will put severe restrictions on the sale of e-cigarette products. Dennis Hennigan is with Tobacco Free Kids.
We hope that FDA is not going to view these voluntary actions as anywhere near adequate. It is clearly too little too late.
Juul's self-imposed restrictions on store sales of mango, cucumber, fruit, and cream-flavored tobacco is temporary. Retailers will be able to carry them again only if they adopt a new age verification system limiting sales to buyers 21 and older. Michelle Minton is with the Libertarian Competitive Enterprise Institute. She says Juul is the market leader for e-cigarettes. It'll probably only see a slight dip in sales. Meanwhile, she thinks competitors won't try to capitalize on Juul's withdrawal.
It would be foolhardy for any e-cigarette company to try and steal market share from Juul by upping their advertising that they still have flavored e-cigarettes, because then they will just become a target for the FDA.
The FDA guidelines are expected to come soon, even possibly this week. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.